This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The government yesterday launched a national campaign, Bal Viva Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage free nation. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. She highlighted that child marriage is not just a criminal offence, but also a human rights violation. She also unveiled the Child Marriage Free Bharat portal. The State Cabinet yesterday approved the Meghalaya Health Service Academic Rules 2024 for recruitment of faculty members of the much-awaited Shillong Medical College, which will be made operational from next year. The government is spending over 16 crore rupees to start the Shillong Medical College, the capacity intake of which would be around 100 seats at the earliest. Health Minister Amprin Lingdo said that the department has already tendered the various components of constructions that need to be put in place for starting the medical college. Dr. Mehtab Chandi A. Sangma on Wednesday was sworn in as the new legislator of Gambegiri constituency, even as she pledged to address issues relating to healthcare, electricity and road connectivity on a priority basis. The oath of office to Dr. Chandi, a practicing physician, was administered oath by Assembly Speaker Thomas A. Sangma in presence of her husband, Chief Minister and NPP President Conrad K. Sangma. Dr. Chandi became the fourth woman legislator in the Meghalaya Assembly after she defeated her closest rival, Sadhya Rani Sangma of the TMC. In Nagaland, the 164th Infantry Battalion Territorial Army successfully conducted recruitment rally at Peck and Zakama from the 12th to 23rd of this month. The recruitment rally was aimed to attract young and enthusiastic individuals to join the esteemed ranks of the Territorial Army. More than 3,000 candidates participated in the rally and underwent a comprehensive selection process, including physical fitness, tests and medical examination. Director General, National Cadet Corps, Lieutenant General Gurbir Pal Singh called on Governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, at Raj Bhavan, Gangtok yesterday. He apprised the Governor about the status of NCC in the nation and the state of Sikkim. The Governor replied that Sikkim being a border state, expansion of National Cadet Corps is necessary. A new approach needs to be taken to motivate the youth of Sikkim to join in NCC. The Lieutenant General brought up a number of concerns about the state's NCC and sought the Governor's assistance to strengthen the NCC in the Himalayan state. Governor of Nagaland, Laga Nason, said that the Red Cross Society has been an esteemed organization that has been a pillar of hope, service and compassion. Governor Ganesan, who is also the president of Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland, said this during the 37th annual general meeting of the society at Raj Bhavan, Kohima yesterday. The governor said one of the key priorities is the proposed rehabilitation center for alcoholics and drug addicts in Kohima. Mr. Ganesan urged stakeholders, particularly corporate organizations, through their corporate social responsibility programs, to partner with Indian Red Cross Society in Nagaland in bringing the vision to fruition. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipoy Ryo yesterday launched several economic empowerment initiatives for the state. More than 90 new fleet of vehicles were introduced under Nagaland Tourism Connect Hornbill Edition, which are specially branded to represent the state's identity and commitment to offering the memorable travel experience. As the state gears up for the Hornbill Festival, Mr. Ryo urged every stakeholder to work together to make this year's celebrations a shining example of Naga hospitality and efficiency. The Meghalaya Board of School Education has announced the dates for secondary school leaving certificate examinations and higher secondary school leaving certificate examination. The SSLC examinations will be held from 10th to 21st of February 2025, while the HSSLC examinations are scheduled to be conducted from 18th February to 17th March 2025. The theoretical exams for SSLC will run from 10th to 24th of February 2025. For HSSLC students, the practical examinations will take place from 5th to 14th of February 2025. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.